Morning, Pastor Kevin.
Morning, Chloe Clonu. Looks like you're jogging away.
Yes, yes, gotta keep active and all.
You know, even though it's winter now and soon it's Christmas, you know, it doesn't stop, you know, needing your heart rate and beating and that sort of thing.
I suppose you're right, although I like to take my exercise a little bit less strenuously, if one can be honest.
Well, I see you probably taking your morning walk then.
That seems something that I suppose you would do, or pastors would do in general.
Yeah, I suppose so, just to keep our thoughts, you know, in check, think of what I'm going to say for the sermon this week, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I suppose it is a common trait that we possess.
Well, Ted Fed, hello.
Hello.
What are you doing on the floor? Oh, I'm looking for something.
I bet it's his brain. We all know he doesn't really have one.
Pa Daniels, hello.
Hello, I was just about to go off with my guitar and sing to the ozone layer. Would you care to join?
No, we're more interested in what Ted Fed's doing.
Well, this might look weird and all me being on the floor and looking at that.
Well, it is you, Ted Fed.
Well, I'm looking for my son's Christmas present.
Oh, have you lost it?
Well, in a way, I suppose, because my task is for me to, well, get it for him for Christmas.
Oh, so get something that he used to have, but he no longer has.
Exactly, yes.
Well, I don't think you're going to find dignity down there, Ted Fed, which I'm sure he lost as soon as he came into the world, being you're his father.
Pa, cut it out. Whatever, Pastor Kevin. Now, when are you going to do the funeral?
What funeral?
Another cow just farted, and we need to put a sign out for people to know that we care about the ozone. I care about the universe. It seems that you do not care at all.
Pa, if I did a funeral every time a cow did let it go, we'll be in the church all day, every day.
Well, you would love that, don't you? People will be all the time in the church, because, you know, you like people in that building, whatever. I'm just thinking of ideas.
Okay, so what's the gift that you're looking for? Oh, Chloe, it's my Alvin's two front teeth.
Two front teeth?
Yes, he gave me a message for me to find his two front teeth.
A message? You haven't been talking to Anuska Plains, haven't you? You know her obsession with talking to the other side.
Oh, Pastor Kevin, calm down. She's only talking to Adele on the other side, not to some silly spirit, what you're thinking.
Pardon, you should never play around with stuff like that.
Well, I haven't anyway. It was just I was doing something, and then literally I just heard the voice telling me what he wants two front teeth for Christmas.
Wait, so he hasn't told you personally?
Well, he has in his own cryptic way.
Tedford, what are you on about?
But I really need to get two front teeth. Do they have to be his two front teeth, or just any two front teeth? Wait, I can't believe I'm even saying this. Well, I thought it'd be a good idea to look outside Club Flamingo, because people get punched up all the time, and there might be just a few teeth here, a few teeth there, that we could, you know, use for him to have his two front teeth back.
You know, I think this is such a silly idea, wishing to have two front teeth for Christmas. I kind of would agree with you, Pardonis.
I mean, what about the ozone act? Why do not people talk about that? I'm telling you, people need to listen to Amy Grant's Growing Up Christmas List and get grown up.
We have no time for this silly business about getting front teeth or whatnot, when the planet is literally burning before our eyes like Ellie Goulding.
Oh, Ellie Goulding's on fire? Well, we've got to talk to James Kelly so he can put her out.
Not literally. And don't start with Alicia Keys too. They're all just songs.
Which is a good idea. I could change that for my repertoire when I'm singing to the ozone. We shouldn't burn, burn, burn the world. And this planet's on fire and we don't have a plan B.
I was wondering if Rage had sucker punched someone recently. He's always punching up people. That'd be very useful to know. Oh, yes, also, Cindy Jackson did slap Jason Pukan a while back when we were all on that tower burning Inferno Hotel. Do you think the teeth would still be there?
Ted, I don't think even any teeth flew out of Jason's mouth.
Oh. I've got an idea then. Why are we actually following Ted Fed?
That's a very good question, Chloe, but maybe we've just got nothing else to do. Besides, I'm kind of worried about him.
Well, Pastor, you should be more worried about the ozone layer.
Pardon, you can stop going on about the ozone layer.
I'm just saying, no one seems to care. Oh, morning, Pastor Kevin. Morning, Pa Daniels. Chloe Clunou. Ted Fed, what can I help you with?
I would like some two front teeth.
Ted, I don't think a dentist works like you going to the shop. You can't just ask for teeth.
Well, I want two front teeth, Pastor Kevin.
Yeah, we don't just give out random teeth.
I really need it. It's for my son, Alvin. It's for Christmas. He wants two front teeth.
You sure this is not like a joke?
Everything that Ted Fed does is a joke. Come on, Mr. Ambrose. You should know him by now.
I'm being genuinely serious. Alvin told me he wanted those front teeth.
How did Alvin tell you this exactly?
Well, he had kind of a high voice at the time.
Wonder if he wasn't high.
But you know, almost screechy sounding like. But he definitely said, I want all I want for Christmas, my two front teeth. Did someone say, all I want for Christmas is you?
Oh, hi, KK. That's not what we were saying at all.
Oh. Does it mean I'm still in when playing that game of you can't listen to Mariah Carey singing All I Want for Christmas?
Because it was only Kate Carey singing it?
Well, I suppose so. Good, I'm glad that's the case.
Well, Chloe, I would recommend you do Whamageddon. That's more possible than that. I don't think anyone can escape Mariah Carey for Christmas. Or you, for that matter.
That might be something you could do next year, Chloe. Try and make sure you can avoid her for all of December. Hey, what's that supposed to mean? Can we get back to my son's two front teeth? Does he need an operation at all? Because last time I seen Alvin, he seemed pretty fine. Well, he wants two front teeth.
Listen, I don't know what to tell you, but we can't give out teeth to just random people, you know.
Wait. Dentures are like teeth, aren't they?
Well, basically, yes.
I know, I've got a plan.
Am I seriously spending my lunch break outside Granny About to Die's house? Well, Mr. Ambrose, seems like you've been roped into this mystery as much as all of us.
And I can still sing all I want for...
Kate, please, no. No. Just... We love your singing, but in moderation.
You never want me to sing at Christmas time.
There's a reason for that.
Pastor Kevin, I think that's very unfair. The world should hear my singing voice.
And they can do so on Spotify and on all your albums and when you go on tours. But for now, please, let's rein it in.
Hi, Granny About to Die. How are you?
You're telling me my singing voice is not as bad as hers. Granny About to Die is not singing, she's just talking.
Seriously, Pastor Kevin. Now, my Alvin wants stuff for Christmas. Well, that's why I'm here, because I thought you might be able to help me, because no one else has been able to help me before. How does he understand Granny About to Die?
Nonsense is a universal language. So, pardon, you should be understanding this too, then.
What's that supposed to mean, Pastor Kevin?
Just the facts, ma'am, just the facts.
Speaking of facts, do you think Die Hard class as a Christmas movie?
I think if you put it in a blender and you get it around, it would become a Christmas smoothie. I said movie, not smoothie, Pa Daniels.
Well, we shouldn't be wasting our money on such rubbish like that. Think of the people, the ozone layer. No, what we get it, Pa Daniels.
So I was wondering, do you have any spare two front teeth I can give my Alvin?
See, sounds like we're at the outback or Wolf Harris, which that's not a pleasant thought at all.
Wait, what is that high screeching sound?
Chloe, I think that's Granny About to Die.
No.
Wait. Oh,
2 seconds, I think I know what's going on.
Glad someone knows where the plot's going.
Granny About to Die, sorry to interrupt. Ted,
yes?
You said you heard like a message sort of thing.
Yes, and it was high pitched. Yes.
Did the message sound like this? Everyone be quiet. Oh, yes, it was exactly that. Yes, that's Alvin. Ted, that's Alvin and the Chipmunks singing All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth. Huh? Yeah, that's not your son, Alvin. Oh. Really? Yes, really. That might explain it, why no one has seen him without two front teeth. Oh, so it wasn't like a subliminal message for him to try and give me for Christmas, for him to give him two front teeth?
No.
Oh. Well, sorry to bother you, Granny, about to die. I hope you don't die soon. Bye. Well, it looks like we solved that problem.
Good ear you're listening to, Chloe.
Yeah, it turns out Granny Bat Dad was just having that on there in the background, as you do. Must be thinking of her childhood or whatever, when that was an actual hit. But yeah.
Oh, look, there's Abigail, Ted's wife.
Morning, Abigail. Oh, hi. You all right?
Yeah, I'm just a bit worried. Alvin's just managed to bang his face through a door and, well, he's missing two front teeth, so now I'm going to go to see Mr. Ambrose, looking to see if we can get some for him.
Oh! How interesting.
You guys okay?
Yes, yes. Just one of life's ironies.
When you see Mr. Ambrose, tell him I said hi. We haven't seen each other for ages.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we haven't seen each other since 2 hours ago. Well, I'll tell him you said hi. Well, maybe Ted Fed was a prophet after all. Don't ever quote me saying that, Chloe.
I did not hear any such thing.
You've been listening to What's Going on Grassy Valley. I'm the creator of the show, Thomas Taylor. Thank you so much for coming aboard and listening to the show. It's always great to have you. The Christmas edition to the Tales of Grassy Valley at Christmas 12 is now out, so buy that. Do see below in the descriptions. There's other volumes you can buy and purchase to see also below down in the descriptions. But we're getting into Christmas, so enjoy the next few episodes. But until next time, bye-bye for now.